We are learning Masechta Shabbos, Daf Lamed Tes Amud Beis, and we're starting from the last words. We're starting from the last words on Lamed Tes Amud Aleph. The Gemara was just discussing about the end of the Mishnah before, where the Anshei Tveria took a pipe of cold water and put it through the Hat Chami Tveria. It's Machlokes is really Rashi and Tosis if it stayed in the pipe or mixed with the water, but either way, they put it through the water to warm it up. And the Rabbanon said that's also to do, and they asked the water, the hot water on Shabbos. And before the Gemara learned that the Pshat is that there was a Gzeira that you might do it on Shabbos. And if you did it on Shabbos, it was also because it's a case of Toldos or according to Rabbi Yaisi, and according to the Rabbanon, it's a problem of Toldos Chama. Rav Chista learns a different way, Pshat in the story, a whole different way. Om Rav Chista. Maisa Sha'an Shoswan Shetferia. From the story of Anshei Tveria, Va'asir la Rabbanan, the Rabbanan asked it, Batla hatmana v'dava ma'isav hevel afilum v'idyoim. This was the makar, this was the place where we find that the Rabbanan asked the din of hatmana v'dava ma'isav hevel. The halacha is, even Erev Shabbos, you're not allowed to wrap something, you're not allowed to wrap a food in something that adds heat. If the thing that you wrapped it with, the material that was wrapped around the food and gives heat, that's also even if I do it before Shabbos. And you see from here, they wrapped the water in the Chami Tveria, even though they did it before Shabbos. Since it's Dava HaMoisiv Hevel, it's also Al Satmano. It's also Al Satmano. So you see from the Anshei Tveria, also Rabbanon, Bot La Atmano, Dava HaMoisiv Hevel, Film Vodiyon. Oma Ula Halacha Ka Anshei Tveria. Ula said, no, Allah is like Anshei Tveria that you're allowed to do this. Only Rav Nachman, Kratavirnu Anshei Tveria l'Solanayu. They already broke, Rav Nachman says, what are you talking about? They already broke their pipes because they themselves were Chayzer and they were Moed to the Chamim. Therefore, it's clear that it's Aser. Why? Because Sadava HaMaisav Hava. And Tais already asked, what do we have to learn from this story? It's in the first Mishnah later on, that you're not allowed to be Duatmano or Dava HaMaisav Hava. Says the Mishnah says later on, they're not allowed to do that. We had in the Gemara before as well. So what do you have to learn right from here? So Tosfos' second tirutz is that we're learning, our Mishnah added an extra knetch that said that if you do it, the food is asa. You would think maybe if I did it, but the Eved, it's not, I just kept it warm, what I do already. K'mash v'lon, I'll Mishnah, that the Eved, you can't even use it. That's the extra chiddush, and that's what we're saying from the Anshei Tveria we learned from this Maisa, that the Issa, Tamana, V'dav Maisa, Havel, is even asar for the Eved. So the Gemara says, what's the Issa Hana? So it says on Shabbos, it's also to use for drinking or for bathing. And on Yontif, it's also for bathing, but mutter for drinking. Just as a little agdama, just to speak out, that the Mishnah in Masechtas Beya teaches us that on Yontif, you are now allowed to cook up water. You're now allowed to cook up water to bathe on Yontif. The only thing you're allowed to cook up water for is to wash your yod v'rag. That's mutter to cook up water on yontif. But to cook up water on yontif, to bathe the whole guf, is not mutter on yontif. That's the Gemara says, that's the Mishnah says in Bay. So talk to Gemara over here. Ma'is is on Shabbos. First thing we're going to handle Shabbos, and then handle yontif also a little bit also. So it said in our Mishnah that the Anshei Tveria warmed up their water, they couldn't drink it, and they couldn't use it for bathing. So what type of bathing are we talking about on Shabbos? Ilim Rechitz is called Gufa, if you want to wash your whole Guf. So it's Mashba, it's only because it was done on Shabbos, it's also. Elechamin, Shehukum, Erev Shabbos, Matarim. But if you have hot water from before Shabbos, let's say you take water from your urn, you're allowed to take a hot shower on Shabbos. Vatanya, Chamin, Shehukum, Erev Shabbos, hot water that was cooked up before Shabbos. L'machar on Shabbos, reichis behem pano yod ragli. You wash your hands and feet and legs. Av loyka guf, you can't wash your whole guf. So our Mishnah can't be saying that because they did something aser, it became aser to wash with it on Shabbos. You never allowed to be reichis bechamin on Shabbos. You never allowed to wash yourself with hot water kol guf on Shabbos. So Elamai, what does it mean? Pano yod ragli. What it means is like this, that on Shabbos, usually you're allowed to wash your hands and feet with hot water from before Shabbos, but here, the Rabbanan said, no, you cannot use this water that was heated by Chami Tveria. You cannot use that water. So what's the problem? Amen Seifa, it says, V'yomtif, kecham and shuchma v'yomtif, asur mechitza matar mashtia. It says, on Yomtif also, we said you could drink it, because oichon nefesh mutter, but you can't use it for bathing. What does bathing mean in our Mishnah? Pana yod v'raglav. So you're telling me that if you cook up water on Yontif, you can't even wash your hands and feet. But that's not true. Maybe it would be a stam Mishnah Like Beis Shammai, the Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah and Be'ah, like we just quoted part of this Mishnah. The Tanan, the Mishnah and Be'ah, Beis Shammai, Emrim, Lo Yechem Adam Chamin, you're not allowed to warm up water on Yontif, you're not allowed to cook water on Yontif, Le Raglav, even to wash your feet, you're not allowed to cook up. Elam Kein Hoy Ruin Shtiyah, only if you cooked it up for Shtiyah. So then, if once you cook the vashtia, you can use it for washing. So if the Mishnah Rechitza means Yad Varaglov, so on Yontif, even if you cook it up on water, a few Beis Hillel, you're allowed to use it. So he's telling me, the Mishnah stomach is Shamei, that's Shver. So the Gemara, so it's Vak Shver. What exactly we're talking about? We said over here that on Shabbos, it's Aser Berechitza. It's Mashmah before Shabbos and Mutter. So what's the case? If it's Rechitz Kol Gufay, you're not allowed to, even if it's cooked before Shabbos, you're not allowed to Rechitz Kol Gufay. Elamai Panav Rav Raglov, then why Yontif is it also? So the Gemara Rika V'Rachanino, L'shtat V'hem Kol Gufay Eskinon. We're not talking about bathing in the water, we're talking about pouring the water over yourself to wash yourself with the water. And the Izzat Tana holds that that is allowed on Shabbos if it's cooked from before Shabbos. V'ay Tana V'Tanya, L'shtat V'Odom Kol Gufay. Tanakam holds you're not allowed to less loosely tight to take a shower on Shabbos. Bein mecham and bein vitzoyin. Not with hot water, not with cold water. Divrei Rami. Now I'll take a hot shower or cold shower on Shabbos. That's what Rami says. Rav Shimon Mata. Shimon holds mutter. As long as you cooked it before Shabbos, it's mutter. Rav Yehuda Yemeh. Becham and aser. Hot water is aser. And vitzoyin and mutter. But cold water is mutter. So 3-way machlekes here. And Rav Shimon holds mutter. So our Mishnah is going to interrupt Shimon. That's mutter to wash yourself with hot water even from before Shabbos. The Mishnah says that by Ma'aseh Tveri, which is done by Isser, you can't wash yourself with the hot water because Ke'ilu is done on Shabbos. Ke'ilu is done on Shabbos. And on Yontif, also you can't use it for Rechitza because anything that's cooked up on Yontif, if the water is cooked up on Yontif, you now take the Rechitza Kol Gufa on Yontif. You now the Rechitza Kol Gufa on Yontif. Zog the Gemara Vayta. Omer Rav Chista. The Machlokes over here, if you let on Shabbos, water was cooked up before Shabbos, I'm allowed to take a shower with that, the Machlokes be kli. It's only if it's in a bath. Av a karka, being a karka outside, divra kol mutter. Everyone agree it's mutter. Why would everyone agree it's mutter? Since it's not all, it probably was cooked up before Shabbos, because it's very hard to cook up any water in a pit in those days, did not get cooked up on Shabbos, because how do you cook it up on Shabbos? There's no fire under it, so it must have been. It was cooked up by the sun. It was cooked up in a had to dig away. And therefore, since there's no chash, they cooked it up on Shabbos. There's no doesn't look like that. There's no gzeira. Therefore, the karka he holds should be mutter. Freit the Gemara, Ma'aseh Da'anshe Tveria. The whole story, Ma'aseh Tveria, the karka hava and still the asra Rabbanan. Rabbanan still made a gzeira there that you might do it on Shabbos, even though it was in the karka. Even though there, the water was in the karka. So you can't say that. Shabbat is a gzera in the karka. Eliyah said the opposite. Eliyah yitmar hoch yitmar. Machloikis bekarka. Now the kli, it's in a bath, and a kli, divra koil asa. Everyone agrees that it's asa. There, everyone agrees that it's asa to cook, to bathe on Shabbos. And Amar Rav Avachan, Amar Rav Yechon, halach k'Rav Yehuda. We paskin like Rav Yehuda. That means that we paskin that on Shabbos, if it's cooked up before Shabbos, you are now allowed to use the hot water to take a bath on Shabbos or to take a shower on Shabbos with hot water from before Shabbos. But cold water be mutter. And that sounds Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Shabbos, Shem Chavav Paskins. Also, Lircha is called Gufay. You're now allowed to wash your whole guf, a fill called Eber Eber Levad, even every Eber by itself, a fill of Mayim Shulchan Aruch Shabbos, even water cooked up before Shabbos. Bein him be kli, bein him be karka. Sign the kli and sign the karka. But fill Lishbecha Mayim a guf for your stativos. Even to pour the water on yourself is awesome. If it's from four Shabbos. And also says Tzoynin in his mutter or some. Tzoynin in his mutter. So that's how we pass in Halacha. And regarding Yontif also, we pass in that you now cook up water on Yontif in order to take a shower for your whole guf. And therefore, pashtus should come out that you're not allowed to take a shower on Yontif. Because when you take a shower on Yontif, you are cooking up water on Yontif. And it's a first of Mishnah. And first of Gemara, and a lot of places, and first of Shulchan Aruch, that you're not allowed to cook up water to Reichitz Kol Guf on Yontif. That's what comes out. So we're saying passing the Rav Yehuda, which is the middle Shita. Because the first sheet that we had before the Gavi Shabbos was that you can't take a shower, sai cold and sai hot. Rav Shimon said both are mutter. Rav Yehuda said, Becham is usher and Mitzrayim is mutter. That's what passed like Rav Yehuda. Only Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef asked Rabbi Rechana, do you hear Rav Yechanan say the first Kapasna Rav Yehuda? Only Rav Yosef, Beferi Shmi'ulach? You heard Rav Yechanan say Beferi Shmi'ulach? You heard Rav Yechanan say Beferi Shmi'ulach? Shmi'ulach. Or it's from a klal. Or from a general rule that you learned that from. My klal, what would be the general rule that you learned that Rav Yechanan will pass like Rav Yehuda? Amar Rav Tanchoin, Amar Rav Yechanan, Rav Yanai, Amar Rav, Komakam Sh'atam Oitzu Shnayim, Chalukim. You find this machlek is two tanaim, ve'echad machriya, and there's a third tana who says half like this, half like this. Halachik devra machriya. We pass like the machriya. Chutz, besides one case, mekuli matlonios, we had this before. Mekuli matlonios is a small piece of shmata, shaylev, that's a size to mekabal tomo. Sh'avish Rav Eliezer machmir, Rav Yeshua mekel, Rav Akiva machriya, Rav Akiva says in between, shaylev's hanging on a hook, if that's called like throwing in the garbage or putting in your box. So it says, Rav Akiva Machriya, ain't a lach kudere Machriya. There we don't pass that the Machriya. Why? Chad Rav Akiva Talmud who? First of all, he's a Talmud. Va'oid, ha'had Rav Akiva like Rav Yeshua. And Rav Akiva also is chayz Rav Yeshua. But every other place, Rav Yechanan says that you're passing like the Machriya. What's the pshat you always passing like the Machriya? Because, for example, over here, if you look at it, you think about it, Chamin is two Madiyam holds Aser. Because Sarah may holds Chamin's Aser, and Rav Yud also holds Chamin's Aser. Signing, two people hold smutter. Rav Shimon holds smutter, and Rav Yehuda holds smutter. Therefore, the Machriya always makes that there's two shittas for each of those stadim, and therefore you pass like that. So the question is, he asked him, you're saying that Rav Yechon passes like Rav Yehuda. Is it because this klal, they always go bust in the Machriya, or you heard it from the straight? Zok Gemara, Vi Machlala, Mai, what's wrong with the klal? It sounds like a good reason to pass like him, it's a good general rule. What's wrong with that? So Gemara, no. Dilma hani milim rastisim. Maybe that klal that you're passing like the machriya is only in a mishnah. Av a b'raisa, but in a b'raisa loy, they're not. Then maybe you don't go like the machriya. So he answered. Rabbi Barchana answered. So he said, another fairish mili. I heard straight from Rav Yechanan that we passed like Rav Yehuda. It wasn't from a klal. I heard straight from him passed like Rav Yehuda. And like again, we said that's a lachal ma'isa passing a sim shinchavav in. Shulchan Aruch Hachal Shabbos, that we pass like Rav Yehuda, that Bechamim is Aser, even before Shabbos, and Mitzrayim is Mutter.